Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on MeWe, Parler, Clout Hub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post, God's Eternal Clock of Redemption. For it was in the shroud of the eternal heavenlies that the Father and the Son in the beginning purposed these glorious things. Do not miss this post, Last Days, Perilous, Purposeful, and Prophetic. We find the last days perilous, purposeful, and prophetic. The issue with living in the prophetic time period is just that, living. Do not miss this post, If Churches Could Talk. In this, I have written a satirical, poetic article to reveal a point. So if churches could talk, what else might they do? Do not miss this post on warn-usa.com. Valley of Vision, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 37 on Battle Lines. Valley of Vision now is before us and not only relates to the current events of Jerusalem that the prophet Isaiah is prophesying, but the events of the end of days. And do not miss this post. Warrior King, Son of God, Authority over the Nations, Part 11. Here we find the details of the end of days, the final restoration. It will arrive with glorious resurrection and completion of all that has been written in the book. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. It's a Christian fiction thriller detailing a takeover of America with dark forces that plot to bring the country into the globalist new order. And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warren Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com. And you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop there, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings. Welcome. This is Sound the Shofar. I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Friday morning, Shabbat is coming, and we all need a day of rest. But more importantly, Shabbat points to another rest. When we're through this life and with the Lord, an eternal rest. So the story goes. A native pastor has a very popular up-and-coming evangelist. The place is India. This evangelist has been known around and is getting a lot of chances to testify because he's a former Hindu and God has moved in his life. It's not uncommon to see miracles and signs there among the believers. But it's also common to see him martyred. So the meeting goes really good. Evangelist prays for a lot of them. They were ecstatic over the meeting and the presence of the Lord. So he leaves to go to another church, and he's once he gets out in the outskirts of the small village, five or six Hindus, thugs, young men, catch up with him. They want him to come back to the Hindu religion because this guy is personally responsible for leading many other Hindus to the Lord. Well, he can't do that. And so they proceed to attack him and beat him. And he doesn't have a gun. He doesn't have a sword except for his Bible. So he raises up his arms to kind of defend himself as he testifies to them of the Lord. Finally, one of them hit him in the back of the head and he falls down. And as he lay there, they beat him to death. There were witnesses to this, of course. They were hiding in the bush, afraid to get out there and help him. Because the Hindus that rule the area consider Christians as nothing. Even a chicken has more worth than a Christian. At least a chicken, when you can kill it, you can eat it. But these Christians are unclean, so they think. So another martyr for the Lord heads on to heaven. And so one wonders, you know, should he have fought back? Should he have known that they would be waiting for him? This is an evangelist that had went from village to village many times. I mean, since he's been saved. Really newly saved compared to some of the other old saints. But having a new testimony and someone come to the Lord, so there he was mourned very heavily by the Christians because he was such a fire and such a light. I bring you this story today because the Lord God, governor of the nations, were in principalities and powers. There are human principalities, supernatural powers, that are in charge worldwide, globally, especially in these end of days. And in India, there are supernatural powers in charge. There are principalities. There are human rulers, and they rule their nations as they see fit. God allows them to do that. But in these end of days, more principalities and powers. Seem to show up everywhere. Human principalities. Right now in America, that's Biden and the Democrats with the left-wing agenda. Wanting to take away your guns, take away your cars, take away your gas, take away your food supply and make you eat bugs. Everything that you can think of, these dipwits want to do. Because they are the left of the Democratic Party. It's actually the tail wagging the dog. Because the Democrats allowed them to do it. They stand by and let them do it. And there's one reason they do that. Because they're punishing America and the Republicans for having Trump in there. Of course, they've got help, and that comes from a human principality, a human power, by the name of George Soros. He's just one among many. There's Klaus Schwab, there's Tedros of the WHO, Klaus Schwab with the WEF. These are all people that have money and power and influence in the world. Now, make no mistake, Soros has been kicked out of and banned from 15 nations in the world. But in America, we don't ban him because, frankly, he's good friends with Nancy Pelosi. There's been pictures of them together. And he treats the Democrats really well, or any Republicans who will enforce his agenda, which is open up the gates, allow every immigrant in, flood America with immigrants, destroy America, bring it down, and totally make it inoperable. That's his goal. Well, why don't we stop him? Why don't we fight back? Well, one day they will. But the world is full of principalities and powers, and the human principalities are moved by the supernatural powers. Because if you're not a believer, truly born again in Yahshua, you see, we're motivated by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. We're to walk in His light as He is in the light, 1 John 1. We have received Him, John chapter 1. We were born again to the Spirit, John chapter 3. So we've been influenced by the Lord God, been born again, blood washed. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death, Revelation 12:11. In Revelation, in the seals, it talks about those who are martyred. And they're under the throne. And they're crying out, O Lord God, how long are you going to wait before you avenge our blood? Now, they have every right to say it, because in the law, it talks about the shedding of blood, of innocent blood. And it can only be requited or removed, the curse associated with it, by the blood of him who shed it. And this particular issue is so grievous with the Lord that in the law, he made special sections about it. And that's where the cities of refuge come in. And in case you slay someone by accident and you're innocent, you can go to a city of refuge and be protected. But you got to stay there. Because if you ever come out, one of the relatives of the person you slayed has a right to kill you. Well, today, the city of refuge, so to speak, is Yahshua. And although we die in this body, our spirit man is saved and will be given a new body. But should we ever leave that city of refuge, meaning the Lord, then our fate in the end is worse than it would have been in the first part. Principalities and powers. The things that are happening to America today are happening simply because we have rejected the Lord God, we're stubborn, we're rebelling against Him, as in Psalm 2. And we see the movement of those principalities and powers, both supernaturally and physically, because it's like this. The physical realm does not move the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm moves the physical world. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yahshua came because His Father, who is a spirit, sent Him. The spiritual realm. In the beginning there was chaos, and the Spirit of God moved the spiritual realm. It influenced creation. And the problem with an unbelieving world, atheistic world, humanistic world, we throw out the fact that there is a power that controls us. And if you are not born again and influenced by the Spirit of God and walking in the light of Yeshua, you are walking in darkness and influenced by the powers of darkness. And then we get into the end times, where everything is ramped up, multiplied, and following the plan of God. Now, it's not like He planned everything, but He knew everything in advance. He allows man to make a choice. And even after it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son." It says in there that they will not come to the light because they love darkness more. So the world is in darkness. They love darkness more. But see, today, as believers, we can fight back. We can also be martyred. We can be, face many dangers. But when we talk about principalities and powers, there are two reasons as why believers in Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that in Christ we are more than conquerors. Now, man's idea is through philosophy, deceit, and also you can put in science and technology. And it's based on any power that they can find except for God, the true and living God. And if they do proceed in their own little idols and vain superstitions, which they will if they don't know the Lord, then you find a world in rebellion to God. But see, through Yahshua, who defeated all principalities and powers, you and I, in the name of the Lord, can meet any force that might come against us. We can meet the enemy, but do it in Christ's name by faith and the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All obtained through Christ. Because Christ did say, greater things than these. He was referring to all the miracles that He was doing. Can you do, He said. Now, it's interesting to note that at the end of John, He testifies to the fact that the Bible, His account, only has some of the miracles that the Lord did. Matter of fact, He says that all the things that He did could fill the world with books because there's so much that He did. We only know a portion of what he did. And it was written for one reason, so you would believe that Jesus, Yahshua, is the only begotten Son of God. So when you put that in context, that we only saw a portion of it, but the portion you and I know are magnificent. It's just unbelievable. All the miracles and the deliverances and his resurrection from the dead and everything that happened. But he says, you can do more than these things. You can do more than I. Because I go to my Father. So where are the more than? Yeah, we got miracles. We talk about miracles. There's miracles in America and other countries. But if the Lord did so many that John even made a note of at the end of his book that the world could not contain them, he says, I suppose. I mean, if we can do more than that, then why don't we? Maybe we don't want it enough. Maybe we're too influenced with the world. Maybe Americans have fallen back a little bit, including the churches. In all our glitziness and our themes and our technology and our ability to convince people, maybe we've forgotten the main source of power, which is not the technology. It's not the glitz. It's not the fancy suits. Because these evangelists over in India and around the world, many of them don't even have shoes. Yet they're bringing people to the Lord. I knew of another evangelist, and he was martyred too. And people would call him. He was actually a pastor. Pastor at times, evangelist at others. And they would call him. We're sick. We need help. And he'd go. He'd pray for him. And they wouldn't be getting a hold of him if it never worked. Why would you call some Christian pastor if every time he came, nobody got healed? No, people got healed by him through Christ. He would go, say simple prayers. He would leave, and they would recover and do well, and they were happy, and they would turn to the Lord. This happened all the time. He didn't need your fancy churches, America. He didn't need your golden crosses. He didn't need your television broadcasts. He didn't need all the things we think we need. That's the rich and in need of nothing church found in Revelation. It's not that God can't use it, but focus on the power. In 1 John 5, there's three verses. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now see, these are verses that I use to encourage us in the faith. Verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. We're in God today in America and around the world. But the world is in wickedness. It lies in wickedness. So don't be surprised in America that you have a bunch of Americans that are lying in wickedness. Now that's not lying as not telling the truth. That is lying as laying on the ground or being totally encompassed, entrenched, covered like a hog wallowing in a mud puddle. It lies. It rolls around in wickedness. It lives in it. So don't be surprised if you have these people that come out And they're smiling and they've got themselves all dressed up. And they're doing things that used to be in America abomination, and now we've got them in the White House. We have them suggesting things that are absolutely ludicrous. Well, we're going to get rid of all the oil. A scientist came out when the Biden administration was actually talking about limited oil and everything, and he says global warming is not caused by fossil fuels. It's caused by the sun. But these people aren't going to listen. And so they push electric vehicles, like the one Elon makes, the Tesla. It was involved in a crash not too long ago, and it killed the occupants. But they didn't die from the crash, per se. They died from another cause, which was caused by the crash. And that is the Tesla battery blew up and killed the, burned the inhabitants alive. And I've heard about the Tesla battery, and they're not the only, any one of these batteries. The other problem of it is the battery is worth more than the car. I've seen a picture of a France, in America, about all these electric vehicles that they had, and they're out in the field. I mean, there was hundreds of them. That's what it looked like. And the problem was, they couldn't afford to fix the car because the car wasn't worth as much as the battery was. As someone pointed out, it takes much more energy to recharge your battery in that vehicle than to run air conditioning in your house. I mean, or the air conditioning, I can't remember the quote exactly. But we're doing all kinds of things like this. Nuts. In Colossians 2, 6 through 15, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted, built up, established in the faith. And I was thinking about this earlier this morning. Rooted and built up. Established in the faith. And the key here is you have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. Many times I don't see anybody thanking God for anything. I don't even hear them thanking God for America being free. And having a lifestyle where people can do what they want to do, even if it is offensive. So you're supposed to be rooted and built up, but you can't be rooted and built up in a modern society that doesn't teach apostolic doctrine and don't tell you what the truth is. They dance around the truth. They put lipstick on it, makeup, and everything else to make it look glitzy, get a little bit of TV out there, push them out in front and do songs, dance around, make people feel good, give a polished sermon. But it's all sugar. You have to get into the meat of the word. And there are churches that do that. But the success of a church or the success of a Christian people isn't built on your suit and tie, your Mercedes, your big house, your fancy job, and your big retirement. We're to be rooted in Christ, built up in him, established in the faith. Most of those pastors over in India have never been to Bible college, and they get discipleship training if they are able, provided by Christian ministries that happen to be on the ground to help them. Most of the time you need a missionary or somebody there to teach them. And when the Bible says it, they believe it. I remember one time we got a request. They needed $50 to build a house for a family. We sent them the $50. They sent us back a picture of cinder block. They built a house for this family who had kids. And most of these houses have, well, they can't afford a door. They put the windows in it. So they have to do other things. Not like us. Most of the world, that's the way they're living. But in America alone have we risen to great heights. And we've had a lot of successes. But we're in sad shape today. Because we rejected the truth. Paul warned us in 2 Thessalonians 2 that this would happen. Another warning in Colossians, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and rudiments of the world, not after Christ. Now that explains everything with the church. Around the world, not just here. You get over in China and the church over there has to be the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party approved. And I have looked at some of their sermons. And it has to involve the Communist Party. They're the God, and then you acknowledge this other creature out there that Christians call God. They have contempt for him. They make war against him and his people in China, North Korea, and in Iran. Iran makes war against the believers of the true and living God, while Iran follows a false God. But see, there's a lot of philosophy, vain deceit, vanity. Those things that we embrace, that we like, is vanity. Because it doesn't do any good in the hereafter. Traditions of men. We got lots of traditions of men. The Jews were warned by the Lord. Through your traditions of men, you've made the word of God of none effect. Does that happen today? Yes, it has. We read the Gospels, we see how the Jews killed Jesus, we see what happened, but he had to go to the cross. Now, the Jews were complicit. You know, it's just like Christ had to go to the cross. If he hadn't have gone to the cross, there would have been no sacrifice, no atonement. But traditions of men, rudiments of the world, what do you do? How do we do it? And see, at the WIBR, we're coming to our 25th year anniversary. And we do broadcasting the shows. I used to do a lot of videos and 3-hour interviews and things. I don't do that anymore. But we put out the word. We send it out globally. We have the Warren Radio Network, which is the Watchman Alert Radio Network, where we put it through a series of various podcasts and others that will push the signal to their listeners and things. And technology now allows us to do that. our websites. We've had people from virtually every nation on earth. warn-usa.com. We also have warn-radio.com. And I have a couple of other domains. It's all geared for one reason, the Word of God, getting it out to the people, letting people find truth and hope. But see, when things get hard, your TV, the glitz and glamour, doesn't solve the problem. It can comfort the flesh. But you need the Spirit, the nourishment of the Spirit, the healing of the Spirit, the guidance of the Spirit, the correction of the Spirit of God. And you need the leading and the teachings of Christ. And to know that you need to walk in the light as He is in the light. Because it is in Him, verse 9 of Colossians 2, that dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Verse 15 of that, and having spoiled principalities and powers, He made an open, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He's triumphed over already, but the devil's still loose. Because we follow the plan of God. You know, whether you're saint or sinner, human beings have been given by God grace, which allows them to be born, to live how they want to, and then when they're dead, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that's the one part, and the other part, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. There's two deaths for those who don't believe. For everybody, including believers, there's one death, and that is the death of the body. We put off this body of death, and we, when we're absent from the body, Paul says we're present with the Lord because of what Yahshua did. And then everybody's going to stand before God. And those who never accepted the Lord will stand at the great white throne judgment, which will be the final tally. And if you don't have Christ, you will be sorry. But see, Christ made it to where you didn't, you know, you don't have to do it. But God gives you a choice. But see, these principalities and powers work to deceive you. Because we have leaders today. And yeah, they can be nominal Christians. Their policies are like the devil. But they're pushing globalist policies. All of this stuff today is just the foundations for what the beast is going to do. I was talking about digital being used as the mark of the beast. Many, many years ago, nobody was talking about it. Let alone Biden, who mentions it, or some of these others. I've been involved in this from the beginning, literally. And as I've said, I was a watchman before being a watchman wasn't cool, but I wasn't the first one. David Wilkerson was really the biggest watchman we had in America. The day he died was a sorry sight. But everybody has to pass on. His wife passed on later. I think she's gone. I'm sure she is. Yeah, a number of years ago. But see, we have involved judgment, governorship, and rule over the nations of men. The Lord is the governor of the nations. All men are going to face the judgment of God. And that forces the rule over the nations of men. There is a limit to which we can do anything we want. Now, there is an interesting note with Babel when they said, now they'll be able to do anything. Nothing can stop them because of what they were doing in building Babel. And they could understand each other. So they communicated and plotted. So God said, go down there and confuse their language. And then they were scattered. Now today we can understand everybody's language through translators. So now what was said at Babel is true today. Now they can do anything that their heart puts their mind to. And we, you know, mankind can. You know, they tell them, well, we can make a boy into a girl and a girl into a boy. They haven't figured out how to create the placenta, although there was a story that they have experimented with transplanting, the whole female parts into a guy. That still don't make them a woman because they can't transfer that intricate part of us, of who we are. Because men and women are different. I've seen a testimony of a guy. She didn't look like a guy. I mean, she looked like a guy. She didn't look like a woman. She sounded like a guy. She didn't sound like a woman. And she says, I look like a man, I sound like a man, but I'm a woman. And she goes through this horrific story of her trip to become a man and how she tried to come out of it. Because the bottom line of it is they take you down this road through deceit, telling you that, you know, And they do this to the young to get them confused. That's their target. And a society that allows wickedness to confront your children is a society headed to hell. Raise a child up in the way that they should go. That's in Scripture. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's where you need to be focusing. And I think when we look at all of this, when everything is over, we're going to see clearer than we've ever seen before. In Genesis 18, 16 through 20. And the angels showed up. They were headed to Sodom and Gomorrah because they had to destroy it. And in Scripture it says the men, they look like men, but they were angels. And the Lord was among them. Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I am to do? Genesis 18:17. Why would he do that? The next verse says, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. All nations will. And it said, they said of Abraham, the Lord said, for I know him. He will command his children and in his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And we talk about the promise of Abraham, because out of the bosom of Abraham came the seed, which was Isaac. It wasn't Ishmael. But the reason the Lord was down there and visiting with Abraham is because the cry of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah were great, and their sin was very, very grievous. That's verse 20. But when you look up in Scripture more about the background of Sodom, even in comparison to Judah and Israel, the sins of your sister Sodom, it's written. The first one listed was pride. We have a lot of pride in America. Not in the country, because we've got wokeism and stuff all over the place. And of course, the majority of people aren't like this. Remember, these are small groups that are lawless. And George Soros has placed people in this country, supported them because he's got billions. Supported them. And through the political realm, they have managed to get their own agenda going. And they have corrupted for many years kids in our educational system. So when we say, well, the whole world's going to hell, well, it had help. Principalities and powers. People that worked within the system that were backed by supernatural powers of darkness, which made sure these people had the money, the power, and the influence to do what they wanted to do. Number one, the Chinese have always wanted to destroy America. The communists have always wanted to destroy America. Back in the 90s, I had a list of all the communist goals to destroy America. Then, here not too long ago, a number of years back, they brought it out and they were all talking about it. You know, that's old stuff. That's always been there. All you had to do was look. But see, these are younger people and haven't seen it. But there it is. They want to destroy the family. They want to corrupt the sexual identity of men and women. They want to. Why? Because that was the strength of America. Family, church, you know, God, children. They hate that. So when you look around America, well, it's going to hell. That's because the people's hearts departed from the Lord. We're rich and in need of nothing, and don't know that we're wretched, poor, blind, and naked. Plus, we've had the wicked here dress up as Americans that really cared for this country, and they didn't. Whole other agenda. And now you have several generations that went through this indoctrination in our schools, and they're convinced. They want to rip everything down, want to destroy everything. Good luck with that. Because there's enough Americans here that are not going to let them do it. And make no mistake, Biden and the Democrats, Pelosi, we have a bunch of old, rich, political, lots of power that are entrenched in D.C. That's more principalities and powers. And in order to take over, you've got to destroy the principalities and powers. And you do that through prayer and fasting, through the churches waking up. But see, we are comfortable with it. We've learned to put up with it. We don't care anymore. We will live alongside them. So that's why America has no hope left. That's why America is really corrupt today. And there's really only one example in the Bible that really shows a true repentance, and that was Nineveh. You can go to Jonah. Verse 5, the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, and from the greatest of them even to the least. And the word of the Lord came from the king of Nineveh. From the word came from the king of Nineveh. And he arose from his throne. He laid his robe from him and covered him in sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed, published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence what is in their hands. That is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now there's a further example of how God deals with nations. I've talked about it. It's in Jeremiah. But this is the only one where we see complete repentance. Now the problem of it is Nineveh, which was founded by Nimrod, fell in 612. Nahum speaks about that. You see, they forgot. Following generations thought it was okay. But they forgot, and they were judged. And when we look at America today, we see America, and we're used to the sin. Nothing surprises us anymore. I see stuff on social media and in the news, and I've seen so much of it. I've been doing this for a long time. Nothing surprises me. Nothing. And people are crazy. And that's because they're influenced by unclean spirits and demons. And when you are not in the Lord and truly redeemed, you are in darkness. Christians are in the light. Whether you like that or not, that's the way it is. We know the true and the living God. And as Christians, we need to be where God wants us to be. Because we can't lead anybody into the light if we've got one foot dabbling in darkness and the other in the light. It's not how it works. So today, deception, principality, and powers are bringing you what you see here. And you haven't even got to the time of the beast yet. We're looking at a lot of things going on, centering around Israel, the Ezekiel war. But the bottom line of it is that everything's going to happen eventually. There is going to be a worldwide currency, but it's not going to be like the U.S. dollar. It's not going to be like the pound or the Chinese yuan. It's going to be funded, you know, move through the digital realm. Because in the digital realm, once it controls everything, which it already does, and they make it into law, then they can do anything they want. And that's why Joe Biden was talking about having a digital money and getting rid of cash money. Well, you know, one time our cash, we used to have the silver certificates, $2 bills and other things. But now your money, it's not backed by anything. You think we have the gold standard? We don't have the gold standard. I don't even think that gold is in Fort Knox anymore. Nobody cares about the gold in Fort Knox. They don't care about the gold standard and what it did. And you can trace this clear back at the beginning, 1900s, when we had other principalities and powers put people in place in America to have a Federal Reserve and other things to begin the controls to control America because she was too dangerous. Father, we thank you for this word today. Bless those that hear it whenever they do. Be with them, watch over them, and Lord, draw them to yourself. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this broadcast. In Jesus' name. Go to our websites at warren-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. We got a whole new website at warren-usa. I finished this, a couple of weeks ago. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Also, check out my book, The Rising. And it has a lot of stuff in it. It's concerned events that I wrote about this nation before they happened, and then they happened. It's prophetic, but it's a good book. Get the book. You can find links to it on warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Check it out, get the book, and then go to our website, leave us a comment. You can also leave a comment if you buy it over on Amazon. You can leave a comment there too. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Focus on the Lord. You know, God hasn't left you. He's here. And if you don't know the Lord, you can. There's no reason for anyone to die and go to hell. Not one person, except the devil and his minions. They're the exception. Be found in Christ. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.